Madam President, there is one silver lining to the measure pending before us. It's largely free of wasteful earmarking and pork barrel spending. This is the first time during my years in Congress that I've witnessed such an occurrence. Compare this to the last fiscal year, 2006. According to data compiled by the Congressional Research Service, the appropriations bills and accompanying reports for the last fiscal year included $64 billion in earmarks, the largest earmarked funding in history. So again, this CR, which does not have an accompanying report where historically 95% of earmarks are included, is a welcome, welcome change. I can only urge the Appropriations Committee to let this be a guide for future appropriations measures when it comes to earmarks. Don't include them and don't waste the taxpayers' dollars. I was pleased to join with several of my colleagues in writing the President last week to urge his leadership on this issue and ensure his administration understands clearly and fully that it is under absolutely no obligation to continue to fund earmarks that were included in past committee reports or urged by members of Congress or their staff. As stated by the President in his State of the Union address just last month, when it comes to earmarking, quote, "the time has come to end this practice," unquote. Now, it's up to the administration to abide by the President's directive, and I assure you, we will be watching.